All right. Thanks, Rob. It's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase featuring the best live performance Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. And a good night for it, too. Nobody's out, though.
Yeah.
You can notice that. You guys are getting the...
I know. It was actually really convenient because I came up really late and there were like no cars on the road. So I pulled a dicey like mid-traffic maneuver. It wasn't
that's
as
good
late as I thought, but you know, I really benefited. If you,
that's a Chicago go-to, a dicey maneuver on Michigan
yeah,
Avenue.
Exactly.
If you get that, then you're in the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the psychedelic rock sounds of Chicago's Lucille Furs. Lucille Furs' latest record is self-titled, which came out in the fall to much fanfare. They're playing at Empty Bottle coming up on Saturday. They're going to be heading to South by Southwest coming up in March, as well as a little tour around that. The band in studio, Patrick Sotsots. Did I get that right? Sotsots? Close?
Yeah, that's cool.
Brandon Palio Lazar, Trevor Newton Pritchett, Constantine Hastalis, Nick Demlo, Derek Allen. You guys got some names.
I know.
You're
reading them out like back to back.
I know.
Feel like we sent you something intentionally. Those are none of our names. We're all just Mike and Tim. And, yeah.
Well, let's get into the convo. I mean, because we're going to hear live you guys tonight in this hour. When I say psychedelic rock, I mean, you're obviously it takes us right back to the 60s and some of the bands that, of course, you know, many people know of. Is that the inspiration for your music? When I say psychedelic rock, does it fit into that genre? We're talking about that kind of music?
Yeah, I think the sound is definitely not far from what you'd expect when you think that kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We get asked questions like that kind of most of the time, and we have an interesting relationship with it ourselves. I think almost like nobody wants to really be identified with the genre that they clearly are, you know.
Well, that's a great place to start,
right?
Because that is a music that you have seen a resurgence and at different times. I'm not talking just the 60s, but it'll come back at different places. I mean, and you see a lot of bands like yours that get a ton of buzz and are doing great work and putting yourself on the map, and then you hear it for the first time, you're like, wow, that sounds like the Turtles, man.
Right.
That's straight up. But
I love
it's
that
amazing.
The Turtles are
yeah,
the
right.
Yeah,
right.
It's better
I'm
than
a
the
B word.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me because a lot of young bands, especially Chicago bands, have really embraced this genre.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really. I'm super happy that it's like happening in Chicago, because a few years ago when I was trying to put bands together that were like this, I felt like I couldn't find any of it, and all of a sudden it's everywhere. I was probably just, you know, wrong, missing the point somehow. But I think it seems kind of appropriate to me that it comes out of Chicago, mostly because it's sort of the last place you'd expect like super British invasion sounding kind of bands to come from. But in a way, like the British invasion was the last place you would expect a bunch of blues rock bands to come from.
Right.
You know,
it's a great question. I'll bring the other guys in as well. I mean, it is a blues rock style of music. I mean, the psychedelic stuff, the British invasion, all that kind of stuff came. I mean, you can chart it back to Chicago and other places that had been borrowed by some of the stuff that was happening in Britain and then came back through that music. But you guys, I mean, if you're really going to get into it, you guys are kind of continuing the legacy of blues rock bands from Chicago.
Yeah, I mean,
we just feel like that's when rock and roll flourished, you know, and it's just trying to.
There's
not
very little blues
revival,
influence
yeah.
in our stuff,
yeah.
but it definitely there's no doubt that like the influences that we come from, they, you know, had, we're kind of into the 1967, 68 releases for the serious, dedicated music nerd. And by that point, I think a lot of the bands that had started out essentially as like skiffle bands and blues bands started being like, well, what if we made stuff with a bunch of like flutes in it?
And conceptual ideas.
Yeah, they had all, I think, maybe largely because they were had all gone to America and all the blues players were like, that's not the blues.
That's not the
blues,
right.
They're like, all right, well, maybe we should, let's get a harpsichord then, you know? Like,
well, I mean, that's an interesting, so there is a specific time period and style that you're inspired by.
Yeah, it's not exclusively that, and I guess that's the complex relationship that we have with it. So we try to like, sometimes try to steer a little bit away from, you know, too much of that, because we mostly are just writing the songs that we like to hear.
Yeah,
you know?
Most comfortable with.
Yeah,
you know.
I was wondering about, you know, because I saw on your Bandcamp page there was a quote. There was a really great quote about, you know, not letting the genre or the music get in the way of the song.
Yeah,
and when you think about this kind of music, you could be a really good band at puppeting what was done 50 years ago, right? I mean, you could do a great thing because there's so much history and culture and rich background when it comes to that music, that British Invasion music we're talking about, 1967. You could do a kick-ass version of that, right? But a lot of times people do that, and then the songs are bubblegum, or they don't really, the lyrics don't mean anything. They're just, almost, they're mirroring what happened. So this quote was about how you guys recognize that and go out of your way to make it about the song, not necessarily a sound.
Yeah, there's always a way to, like, the way I think about it basically is that if I go to write the lyrics that belong in those, like, you know, the animal songs or belong in the like the turtle songs, like, if I write things that sound like that, I sing it and this just does not sound convincing, you know, like, it seems very much, you know, when you dig specifically into one genre only to get your influences, anytime you go to sing about anything related to you, you're like, well, that's not a phrase I've heard in any of those songs before, so I'm not allowed to use that one, you know?
Oh, right.
And it's so instantly restrictive that really have, I mean, unless you're intending on just, like, making the soundtrack for that thing you do or something like that, like, unless that's your purpose, you pretty much instantly have to
do something,
abandon
on your own,
that kind of thing, and just make your own music.
Is the music, when you bring the other guys in too, I mean, the music, is it easy to do? I don't mean it as a simple or concept, but when you talk about being musicians and being able to play this type of music, that British Invasion psychedelic rock of the late 60s, is there a certain, I mean, is it an adjustment for you as musicians? Is it a challenge to say, oh, this kind of music, I got to do this, or I got to...
I mean, I think it's easier once, like, Percy found the right guys to write it with, because, like, initially, it's like a little complicated to write a song, but then it gets obviously easier once you introduce it in front of somebody else and like, oh yeah, right away, and they like take it away and you're like, oh, didn't even think about that, and the song just wrote itself. So I think with us it's like a very democratic approach to writing, so it's just like makes it a lot easier, you know, to work together on it.
And there's really nothing derivative about good songwriting, and it is easy to sound like other bands from other eras. I think that's the easy way out, but how to get out of your own comfort zone, leave the box that you know, let's just add some organ because this old band did it, you know, kind of, you know, you can get into those situations pretty easily. But, you know, to write a good story, and going back to that quote you read, I think that's one of the main focuses, is that, like I said, there's nothing derivative about new stories, personal stories, whether Trevor or Patrick writes them. So it is hard to sound like yourself, but luckily we all kind of came together because this is what we were just into. We've barely even talked about bands we all like, you know.
Really?
I would say. I mean, we all like the
Certainly
Kinks.
Certainly not in the early stages. Like, when we first met up, there was like a few cover songs that we were going to, you know, play some songs by other bands, and I was like sitting there just because I didn't know some of them very well at the time, and I was just thinking, do I admit that I don't know how to play this song, nor do I know the lyrics to it, you know? But yeah.
Well, the band chose Be My Baby.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Butchered that one.
And we did not change the key. I sang it in that key, so...
Lucille Furr is in studio tonight. They're going to perform live right after the break here. Patrick, Brendan, Trevor, Constantine, and Derek are here. They have their self-titled albums out, which we'll talk about coming up a little bit, but they came out this fall. And The Empty Bottle coming up on Saturday night at Western in Augusta. And they'll be heading to South by Southwest coming up next month. We'll talk about that as well. Lucille Furr is in studio. We'll get some live music right after the break, so stay with us. Studio 435 tonight, in the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio. Lucille Furr, the psychedelic rock band here in Chicago. The album, Lucille Furr, the self-titled album, came out in the fall, and they're playing Empty Bottle coming up here on Saturday, and then they're going to be heading out on tour and hitting up South by Southwest next month. Patrick, Brendan, Trevor, Constantine, Nick's not here. Derek's in tonight. You see what I did there, guys? Just skipped all the last names. You guys like that? All right, here they are. Alabaster Crayon is the name of the track, and they are live in Studio 435. Lucille Furr, take it away, guys. Thank you.
on top of it. We are densities enormous, but your feelings are so formless, and you take your time to mourn this and get over it. Like an alabaster crayon, you were my liaison. I don't speak the language like you do. You drink the whole city to sleep, and then you're off to your ride again. And you know anybody can speak, but you don't have to acknowledge them. Well, don't pay a guy to take it if it's so cheap to take yourself. And on that magnet train to nowhere, they sell books on mental health. Like an alabaster platform, you know it only runs through you. And if you get pregnant with his thoughts, then you would have to smoke for two. Like an alabaster crayon, you were my liaison. I don't speak the language like you.
There we go. Chicago's Lucille Furs in studio tonight. They're playing Empty Bottle coming up on Saturday night. They're going to be heading out on tour and hitting South by Southwest coming up here next month. Patrick, Brendan, Trevor, Constantine, Derek as well on the guitar. Nick also in the band, not here tonight. The track Alabaster Crayon off of the, that one's off the self-titled Lucille Furs, which came out this past fall. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get tonight's news. We'll come back. More live music in Studio 435. With Lucille Furs. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Studio 435 time, our weekly showcase featuring the best live performance Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio in beautiful Michigan Avenue tonight. Chicago's Lucille Furs in studio before they head off to tour the countryside and hit up South by Southwest coming up here in March. They're playing an Empty Bottle coming up Saturday. Empty Bottle right there. Is that Ukrainian Village? Is that what you call it? Yeah. Okay. I don't know the name. I don't know the boundaries on there. The band's self-titled album came out in the fall. Patrick Sosos, close. Brendan Pelio-Lazar, Trevor Newton Pritchett, Constantine Hastalis, Nick Demlo, Derek Allen. I get everybody that's involved with this show?
Yeah, I think that's
about it. All right, good.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Is it Sotsots?
Sotsots.
Sotsots? Yeah, okay, Sotsots. There we go. All right, I got it. Okay. Lucille Furs live in Studio 435 tonight. Here they are with the track Carrie and Judy. Take it away, guys. Mm-hmm.
can you treat? Set up the bar and count the money. And through the wind I see Carrie rise to pick up Judy. And I've been watching them for days, 'cause they always meet in the same place. Carrie and Judy make it excellent pair, but no one would notice them if I wasn't there. They give me a better outlook on humanity. But Carrie's the only one for me. Judy. There again today, hiding under the bus stop in the pouring rain. But Judy's aglow. Carrie rides, they kiss and off they go. And I have no idea what they would do. It's the middle of the afternoon. Carrie and Judy make an excellent pair, but no one would notice them if I wasn't there. They give me a better outlook on humanity. But Judy's the only one for me to carry. Still living lonely, but their happiness is comforting. On the other side of town, I think that I spotted Judy. She was walking around up near Lawrence and Wood. Had a kid on her arm, and a man, and a ring, yeah, that I understood. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's only that it hadn't ever crossed my mind. She'll get no blame from me, 'cause it's a modern world and nothing's easy. And I guess it was wrong pinning all my aspirations on Karen Judy. Work is the same, you know. Only now I don't look out of that window.
Yeah! There we go. In studio, Lucille Furs, Chicago's psychedelic rock band. Come on up to the table, guys. Patrick, Brendan, Trevor, and Constantine playing on that one. Also, Nick and Derek is part of the band. And I wanted to get you guys back on the seat so we could talk about the band. The album that that track, Carrie and Judy, comes from is a self-titled album, Lucille Furs, which came out to much fanfare back this past fall. And they're going to be at Empty Bottle coming up here on Saturday. And then they're heading out to South by Southwest. You know, for you guys, that was a – I mean, that album was tremendous. I mean, there's so many great reviews for it. I mean, it's really sort of your plant-the-flag moment for it being really your first – your debut album, because really? Before what was before an EP before that. But talk about what that album has done for you as a band to get to the ability to accomplish that, but then to have it be well-received.
I think – I mean, for me, it was a huge moment, mostly because it's the first time I'd ever been on like vinyl. I think a couple of us, it might have been the first time we'd
first
ever recorded.
First full length for me, at least.
Right. Yeah. And it's a super satisfying you know, thing to I've been thinking about it. I've been attempting to do something like that for like a really long time. So that was, I mean, very satisfying just to have the thing out, just to have finished the, you know, when you get those, you get like test pressings,
yeah,
and
right,
print vinyl, and like holding those, it's mostly it just has a feeling of making things really solid, well, you know?
I'm reading some stuff about you guys. You guys kind of come from Chicago's DIY music community, right? I mean, yes. And what that, I guess what that means is that you're not, what, not on a record label?
Is that essentially what it means? Yeah.
But there's something money to that. I mean, there's right, a lot of bands that come through now who don't actually need the support of a record label, and they're able to do things. Are you guys DIY because you like the independence of it? Are you DIY because you're good organizers in the way that you could just do the stuff yourself? Or are you DIY until the best opportunity comes along?
I think with the internet, the age of the internet and everything, it can kind of, a lot of what was done by labels back in the day can be done by yourself.
Right.
In this day and age. You know?
We have our own publishing company as well, too. So
you own all the music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
And it's fun to make records how we want to make them, right, rather than if you get assigned to a record label and get a producer, then it's, you know, so we're not a dance band all of a sudden or something like that. So that's that's the best freedom.
I cannot dance.
Yeah, Patrick can't dance.
I mean, obviously, you know, the goal is to make music as a unit, as Lucille Furze. What's the downside to being DIY? I mean, do you have a harder time getting into the sort of mainstream club circuit, or you know what I'm talking, what's a downside of being DIY?
I would say maybe financially, if you're trying to get paid from a show, I think maybe somebody might try to pay you less because you're not properly represented by a manager or anything, and you're like, well, we are the managers,
right,
you know,
right,
like
right,
doesn't make
right,
us any less.
Yeah.
That's always a challenge. Booking tours is tough.
You know, because we just like kind of like cold cutting emails like, hey, we're a band, you want to book us?
And usually, and like, so for people at home who may not be familiar with the business, there's going to be brokers, if you will, who are going to put you guys on tours, or that might be with the record company, and it's a little bit easier that way to get these gigs if you're going out to Colorado or other places, because
you hope it'd be easier. If it wasn't, it was
it's funny you mentioned that, because we got the Denver show, because we just posted in DIY Denver.
Really?
Yeah.
On the Facebook group.
That's the huge, I mean, the advantage of it that it just seems like over and over again to show up is that just when people who are doing the same thing in any other city discover that you are also kind of in that, you know, in that boat, you'll have people book you for like these sort of DIY shows, like the loft shows, house shows they throw, and they'll be like, do you guys need a place to stay? Because you can stay here too, you know?
And that, they like pay more too.
Right.
You guys are, I swear, I say this every time I have Studio 435, I'm a broken record, man. But when you start talking about the DIY scene and house shows and into a circuit that many of us don't know exists,
right,
I tell me more. I could spend hours talking to you guys about what's happening there. I don't know what it is, but
show.
I've had bands in studio who've talked about the house scene in Chicago, where you can go from house to house, and there's almost houses set up just for music. Mm-hmm. All stuff off the grid, all stuff that isn't necessarily, you know, booking on Friday night, like not at the Empty Bottle. I mean, do you guys find yourself drawn to that kind of thing?
That's how a few of us met. Really,
yeah, I mean, really.
Trevor and Patrick
met
at DIY,
because he was we were the only ones wearing scarves and 93 leather, and it was like summertime.
Right,
you wear a peacoat and a scarf.
Are you sweating too? Yes, right.
Yeah. And a turtleneck. Yeah. Right.
Wait, there are scarves at these house parties too? I'm in.
Just the two. It depends. There weren't. We were the only two at that particular one.
But I mean, do you? I mean, obviously, having that knowledge of how it's done in Chicago helps you when you go to Denver and other places, because I would assume that there's a lot of DIY scenes that are bubbling under the surface that you just need to know where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah,
part of us, I mean, personally, I'm like, am I just getting older and less cool? Are they closing down?
A little bit.
I think it's
right. They're closing down a lot of the house.
They're almost non-existent.
Why?
I feel like in Chicago now, because of condos, probably, or we're just old.
Some closed down and some open.
Some ones we know. Like, yeah.
Right. I think it ebbs and flows. I like to maintain the positivity I just discovered a new one. We just played a new one that I'd never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think that it's you know, they just, the molt skin, you know, they just keep like
a couple change names too, so
right.
Growing up, I'm older than you guys, but I was, you know, I was doing my share of house parties in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
And they were never a thing. They weren't an organized thing. You might go over to Rob Noxious on Roscoe had one, you know, and you'd go hang out there, but it wasn't known as anything. It was just he was having a party and there was a band playing. That's
I still think they have that too. that's still going on. You know, we weren't invited with the instruments.
Out of necessity too, because you know the venues have a lot of expenses, so they've got to cover the sound guy, they've got to cover electricity and everything, and then you know if there's a good crowd, they can pay the bands. But
yeah, that's
I think the DIY thing. I don't think it takes it away.
Do you see yourselves as the DIY as you move out of that and find yourself now with more opportunities? Do you see yourself evolving into a band that would be interested in record companies and record labels and doing a more mainstream kind of music
on that piece of paper?
Always. I don't think we would say no if we're handed a golden ticket with opportunities, but
let's say it's a bronze ticket.
Well, I think that's the interesting that's really kind of what we've been discovering in general is that it doesn't really. It used to be you sort of got a record label, and that was like cool. You're covered now. They're gonna do your booking, and they've got a lawyer for you. They got all this whatever you need. They have publicists. Record labels now they can be just like an imprint that just like we just do re-releases of bands from Europe or you know there's not really. Every band, I feel like even major bands on some level now, I feel like are some part of them is still DIY because we're in between booking agents, so that part's DIY for right now.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break so I can get my last break in and get one more song out of you guys. Lucille Furze in studio. They're playing Empty Bottle coming up on Saturday. Then they're heading to on tour. They're going to hit South by Southwest as part of that tour. Patrick, Brendan, Trevor, Constantine, and Derek in studio tonight. Lucille Furze playing live in Studio 435 coming up. Stay with us. All right, Studio 435 here on the download in studio tonight. Chicago's Lucille Furze. They are playing at Empty Bottle coming up on Saturday. Their album, Lucille Furze, self-titled, is out now. It came out this fall. They're going to be heading to South by Southwest coming up this March. Good luck with that, guys. Patrick, Brendan, Trevor, Constantine, Nick, and Derek, all a part of the band tonight. Let's hear our last song tonight. Here it is, Baby Blaze. Guys, take it away.
Blaze.
call that? What do you call it? What do you call the is this keyboard? What is that?
Mellotron, which is like the old thing.
Yeah, I like it. Lucille Fur is in studio. They, of course, are going to be playing at Empty Bottle coming up here on Saturday. Also going out to South by Southwest next month. The self-titled album is out. And I can't thank you guys enough. That was Patrick Sotsos, Brendan Paleo Lazar, Trevor Newton Pritchard, Constantine Hostalis, Nick Demlo, Derek Allen. Guys, thanks so much, and good luck with the tour.
Thanks, man.